All right, so we're talking about robots. Robots is a topic. I'm not doing that, man.
We're talking about... Wait. Yeah. How do we transition to robots, then?
Like this. Let's talk about robots. No.
Alright, what you got?
Man and machine. Best friends or eternal enemies? Discuss.
You're going to really hate listening to that.
I'm never going to listen to it.
He's going. Why did he charge you in the first place?
Alright, so we're talking about robots this week. You want to do that again? If you want to.
Man and machine.
Oh my god.
Best friends or eternal enemies? Discuss.
Alright, so let's go back. Right, let's go back in time. Like the Terminator, which is a movie robot. The term robot is, like, not everything that you see in film that you would call a robot is exactly a robot, right? There's robot, there's robot, there's automaton, there's android, there's cyborg, but they're not all robots. I'm just saying, for the purpose of this discussion, what we call robot will be, I'm not discriminating, no, I'm giving,
no, it's not,
I'm giving representation.
Equal rights for robots.
I think you're looking at an android and saying, you're not actually a robot. Like Osipon would look at, I don't know.
No, but it's
it's not a category, though. What I'm doing is like, you can call them all Asians, but there are Indians and Chinese and Japanese, right? Okay, I'm just specifying.
You said you wouldn't classify them as robots.
He's saying like
call robots.
Okay, no, all right, fine. My analysis doesn't make any sense. I'm just shut up.
You said hater.
I'm not a hater.
You're a hater.
He's a hater on what?
You're like a robot planter.
A robot.
You just want to put them down.
All right, so the definition of a robot, it refers to any program, device, or machine that performs mechanically or automatically without original thought. A robot's behavior is dependent upon programmed rules, functions, and commands. An artificial intelligence supercomputer can be considered robotic, although it does not possess a moving machine body.
So something that just does things automatically, like no input whatsoever?
Right. Well, it has to have programmed input.
Series of robots.
Tyrese is actually a robot. That's the...
It's very stiff robotic.
Right. Well, it's stiff until he does something like this, and he's really loud.
But you know he's going to do it.
Right. So it's programmed. It's pre-programmed.
Yeah. But you were saying that, like, robots don't have a mind up there. Oh, right?
Who said that?
Wait, no, was that not in the definition?
No one said that.
No, well, yeah, it was in the definition.
What?
It was.
It was
in the definition for robot. It's like...
So Transformers aren't robots.
They're cars.
No, they're robots.
They're robots in disguise.
But they're not robots.
What are they?
They're just really...
Well, okay. An automaton refers to a mechanical object with human-like appearance that operates in a manner similar to a clock or music box. It was the term most commonly used to refer to robots in the early 20th century.
All right.
So they're not robots. They're not automatons.
So they're an Apple Watch.
An Apple Watch is an automaton?
It functions like a clock.
But it's not...
I could put a face on it.
It is... Okay, you could put a...
But clocks have faces.
Ooh! Fist bump for that one. Audible fist bump.
There you go.
An android refers to an automaton or artificial man that possesses human features and resembles a human being. Over time, it has come to be used as a general nickname for a robot.
So a really attractive robot in Ex Machina, not an android.
Is it Machina or Machina?
Also not an android.
Well, no. I think Ex Machina is an android, though.
You just said man.
Okay, fine. Human, like...
When I said men for Fantastic Four, it was like, three men and a woman.
But this is a... Alright, and a cyborg or bionic man / woman refers to a human whose body or physiological processes are aided or controlled in whole or in part by electronic or mechanical devices that are integrated into the original or organic body.
So that's cyborg.
Cyborg, that's cyborg.
Yes, that's actual cyborg.
Just Vic Stone.
What?
See, Secret's out. He's Vic Stone.
All right. In most cases, a cyborg is not a true robot. So really and truly, I don't know what the Transformers are.
They're programmed by that.
They're actually just aliens.
Michael, they are actually aliens. Yeah. All right. There you go. They're mechanical aliens. All right. But shall I look up film history throughout romantic history for robots? All right, but the first use of robot in entertainment was by Czech playwright Karel Kapek. He coined the term robot in post-World War I, 1920, in his play R.U.R. for Rossum's Universal Robots.
So the first robot wasn't that big giant thing in Theory of Everything? Not Theory of Everything. On the other one.
The worst one. Iron Giant?
No.
What are you talking about? You said, Theory of Everything is
the one about that guy,
Alan
Turing.
Yeah.
The imitation game. Ah, yeah. There you go, boy.
That wasn't a robot. That was a computer.
But based on our definition,
it is a robot.
It did things automatically.
That was first performed in Prague. This is the play Rossum's Universal Robots in 1921. It was taken from the Czech word robota, meaning work, to describe humanoid androids designed for menial and repetitive labor. In the play, docile mechanical creatures with human characteristics were produced in Rossum's factory until one scientist gave them emotions and turned them into killing machines that took over the world. One scientist gave them emotions. He put them in, man. See, there's a bunch of things about that topic itself. I don't know how he just gives it to them.
He just sit down and is like, hey, little robot, I'm here with the Beast. How do you do
this? It's like in iRobot when Sony got emotions.
But Sony had emotions from the beginning. We're not talking about iRobot.
How did Sony get emotions?
We'll get to iRobot in a second. Robotic characters were often created in part as a way to probe and examine prototypical humans endowed with anthropomorphic but artificial intelligence or characteristics, or to express fears that humans could be replaced or replaced by robots that mimic human qualities.
Oh, I can talk about this.
Yeah. All right, go on.
Sci-fi has always been, even though it's looking forward, it's usually future or imagining a twist on current technology. It's always looking to the past.
Yeah.
So you have like topics like apartheid in District 9 and
more
things like that. So but that's kind of like our relationship with machines has always been kind of. It's always been kind of strange. Like I think it was the 19th century during the Industrial Revolution. We had Luddites. When they made the whole weaving and sewing machines,
yeah,
people just go into factories and break all the machines because they were taking our jobs.
Well, yeah, it's a terrifying thing. Their jobs. We don't have those. Yeah, no. We don't work in the tapestry industry.
Do I start over? I don't know how this works.
You stopped yourself, didn't you?
Yo, just leave.
No, you guys are going to use big words again.
Big words?
We're talking about District 9, right?
He's talking about sci-fi in general.
Yeah, we're talking about District 9.
I don't know where you stopped.
I don't know.
He stopped.
You were talking about the industry.
Ready?
Kyle?
I hope Kyle's good.
I'm good.
Kyle's good.
Yeah. So sci-fi, even though it's always been future-looking and a current twist on our current technology... It's also
bring it closer.
What is happening? Don't tell me what to do with the mic. I don't want the mic in my face.
It's supposed to be in your face.
I don't want the mic in
it's
my
supposed
face.
To.
Nah, this is a recording. You ain't used to the mic in your face?
Shut up.
Sing on the mic, Ian.
You're from Canada, no, it's fine.
No, it's not.
That's Canada. After they got 50 states, they were like, you're moving to Canada. But it's been legal there for a long time, guys.
Like we did it first.
Yeah.
But yeah, twists on current technology, but it's always looked to the past. So we've had sci-fi kind of takes on colonialism, on racism, on apartheid, and
right.
stuff like that.
Because Godzilla is like, that's about the bombings in like 1945.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It cannot be.
It is. It's about...
So why the hell is he the tourist ambassador of Japan?
Because he's become a big thing. All right.
What about Japan's history did you know before bombings?
Everything I've watched in anime.
Let's start from the bombings.
No, but I'm serious. I mean, Godzilla was about he was supposed to be a creature that was born out of the radiation that came out of those atomic bombs.
Yeah, and but so now he protects them, and now he reps them on the international stage.
Well, that's because Godzilla, the character, has...
There's literally a picture of, like, the Japanese Prime Minister shaking hands with Godzilla, saying, hey, you are now the tourist ambassador of Japan.
may very well be the case. I'm saying Godzilla started out as a villain, and in some movies he's been the hero, and some movies he's been back to being the villain. He's a complex character, is what I'm trying to say.
I don't see why this is a problem.
I don't see why this is a problem.
Why is this a problem for you?
I don't know. Maybe I just want all my actors to be one-dimensional like Tyrese.
As we've established, Tyrese is a robot, though.
Where was I?
You were talking about...
Please don't start over.
You were talking about...
Can we just talk about Zoids, though?
We're not there yet.
But yeah, always looking back to sort of say what's going to influence the future. Mm-hmm. Like, learn from your past, repeat mistakes, whatever.
Right, it's allegorical.
Yeah, so that's always been science fiction. And so, like, thinking back to that Industrial Revolution, mm-hmm. you had the making sewing and weaving machines, and then you had the old labor force who come in, the Luddites, and break up those machines saying mm-hmm. you're taking our jobs. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, when you're talking about automated cars,
right.
like, taxi drivers and truckers are like, Nah, you can't do that, because...
Did you hear the story about that... That
was from taking our jobs.
Did you hear the story about that Jeep where it was
hacked?
What?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Right. No, it got hacked, and then the guy crashed.
I need to go home.
Yeah. That's some scary... Dude.
I mean...
You're driving in your computer-controlled car. You got nothing to do with it. Some guy from across the country decides he's going to hack into you.
Yeah, but it's like...
Watch
that. You know, no, that's not what I was going to say.
It is a lot like Watch Dogs, though.
Exactly.
But what I was going to say is that...
I mean, not like as fancy.
Airplane crashes are the worst. They're horrible.
Right.
But it's so statistically unlikely that's going to happen to you.
You know?
And car crashes are the same thing.
So so Technofair is sort of like... It's a sort of an irrational fair.
Yeah, it's way... It's typable.
They're isolated incidents.
You know what's even scarier than that car being hacked?
What?
That guy that was watching this girl through a webcam.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of other girls. And they didn't know. He's in jail, so
put a tape over your webcam, guys.
Huh? I did.
He's done that already.
Wait, are you that guy?
I'm not that guy.
That guy named Kyle Howard. But I think I think you make a good point. You know, it's the whole robot in film genre is based on people's reactions to. It's not even a thing that's hairy yet. You know, it's sort of like Bill Gates himself is afraid of artificial intelligence.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking already said that one day. Like, if we keep on delving into AI, it's gonna happen.
Skynet's gonna come, man.
Yeah.
But you said, did you still have those real life robot stories?
What?
You said you were looking up robots in real life.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
It's in the convo.
Nah.
All right. Well, that segment's gone.
I mean, the only thing I can think of was like the Roomba, which is that. Is it a Roomba?
Yeah,
that self-vacuuming thing?
It's a Roomba. Cool. You want one?
Like a robot disc.
Oh, you mean the one that goes around the
place? Yeah.
I love those.
That's actually adorable.
DJ Roomba, though, from Parks and Rec. I think it's interesting that from the very beginning, like in the first use of the robot, they're used to display...
What was the first use?
I told...
T-2000?
No.
T-2000.
I said it before.
Hal from...
Those aren't... That's not the first
C-3PO.
Use.
C-3PO. It has to be C-3PO. Long time ago.
Long time ago. Okay. All right. It has to be. But it's interesting that they were. It was.
I had a Star Wars coat.
Okay.
It was either to express fears that humans could be replaced, or they could like show human characteristics and be the next step in evolution.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
Like, you take 10 people. Like, I don't know. 100 people to make a car?
Yeah.
Just need one person to operate a machine?
Yeah, exactly. Assembly lines, man. But with that in mind, like, if we go down, like, a list...
I have a robot story.
All right.
I do.
That's a statement I never thought I'd hear you say.
I can't be all this specific with it, but there was a TED Talk, I remember this. They have this, like, therapy
mm-hmm.
for people who are lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually you talk to another person.
Right.
They have this, like, people talking to robots.
Okay.
So you have... So, like, that basic thing that people always say that... Oh, you know, robots can do all these things, but they can never replace us fully because of things like emotion and creativity.
Right.
You have sort of everyone ignoring this woman. And this robot is the one she speaks to. This robot is the one she makes that connection with.
Yeah.
And the presenter was saying, oh, this is kind of dangerous. It's kind of removing
right.
a human element that, from interpersonal relationships.
Yeah, because if you take out that one thing that we have over them,
yeah.
then we're kind of...
Them? We built them.
It's so us and them. Like, it's us versus them.
Us versus them.
That's kind of racist.
Kind of?
I mean, if you consider robots a race, then sure, it's kind of racist.
It's lifeist?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, if you go back, if you go down the history of robots in films, like, you can see they've been either they're with us or they're against us, right? So, like, they're either, like, killers or they're lovers, right?
Isn't that just people?
That's the thing, though, because robots are reflections of...
I feel that's all my interaction with people.
But when you said robot lovers...
What?
You don't want to know.
What was the point? Is that Pornhub Torbot?
Because that's what I know. 13, right?
What?
All right, so we're going to go down a list here. We're going to talk about them for a bit, and we're going to determine the killy killbots or they're the lovey lovebots. All right? So...
Is this murder or boff? Sounds like murder or boff.
Murder or... No, which do you want to kill? Which one do you want to? Which
most want to have sex with?
All right, let's do that.
What?
No, let's not do that.
Let's not do that because I don't remember any female robots.
So we'll start off with Baymax from Big Hero 6. He's a what is he? He's a
sex.
No. What is Baymax though? He's balloon. Not sex. He's a balloon.
I don't know.
Nah, he's. Did you watch Big Hero 6?
Kind of.
Yeah, you did. Kinda. You were going on about it.
I like it. All right. I kind of watched it.
It was he's a health robot. He scans you for your disabilities, and he's, what is wrong with you right now? It's just water.
No, it's never just water. We're talking about robots and their mics in my face. I'm not trusting everything.
But Baymax is a healthcare robot. He scans you to find your disabilities. He'll hug you if you're depressed. I think he's a definite love bot.
So what this movie's trying to say is, if you're depressed, just hug someone and you'll get better.
Well, apparently.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Stop being a little bitch and get mental.
Just be happy.
Iron Giant. Is he a love bot or a kill bot?
No, he's a love.
Stop saying sex or kill.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to edit that out every time.
Why would you?
Just don't.
Love bot or kill bot?
Sex.
Love bot.
You think he's a love bot? He's a love bot if he has a dent in his head. All right. No, because if the dent comes out of his head, he's all, I want to kill everybody.
Yeah.
So is he a love bot or is he a kill bot?
I would say.
Didn't he save the world?
He's designed. Yes, he did save the world. But it's only
the missile to kill him.
Right.
So if he wasn't there, there'd be no world to save. There'd be no world in danger that needs to be saved.
But he is the one who wants to destroy the world.
Does he want to destroy the world?
That's what he was programmed for.
Dope. They kept on showing him. He was programmed to respond to harm, to warfare, to guns, to tanks, to all the stuff, and they kept on bringing more tanks.
Okay.
Kept on getting more violent.
So you're saying if we hadn't been like that to him, then if
human beings were monsters,
right?
Then the world would just be fine, and robots and people just get along,
yeah,
and have sex.
So final determination: love bot or kill bot?
Sex.
Nick says love bot. Ian, love bot or kill
love
bot?
Love bot.
Love bot.
He's cool.
Does he love you or does he want to kill you?
I love robot.
I pronounce robot. I completely understand.
Robot. Karen from SpongeBob.
What?
She's a robot.
That's Plankton's thing?
Yeah, that's Plankton's wife.
Don't see like have sex with her?
Wow, I had no idea. What?
It's his wife.
I doubt it.
No.
I don't think he does.
No.
Are you one of those? I don't want to get into it.
No, don't get into that.
Not.
You'd have an animatronic woman, wouldn't you,
nah.
Karen? What if she costs like $100?
I don't care.
What if she just like
cost like $100?
Real breasts are real.
Voice recording, so everyone heard that.
Yep. That's the dangers of your podcast. Yeah, Karen from SpongeBob. She gonna kill you or she gonna love you? She doesn't really love. She doesn't even love Plankton, does he? Does she?
I don't know.
She's
I
just think
no, but she doesn't want to kill anything.
I think he's holding her back.
I think he's definitely holding
her back. Oh, that's actually possible.
I think, well, that just shows how much she does love him. Because she stays in that dump for years.
She's giving him bone with Mr. Krabs.
What?
Wait, so what?
No, it's the robot Mr. Krabs that Plankton built.
Remember that one time? I'm pretty sure if you do a test, she has crabs. She definitely has crabs.
I don't know. I think one day Karen is just going to snap and all the Bikini Bottom is just going to go. It's going to be Ultron.
Is she located in that bucket?
Yeah, but she has wheels on. She's like one old type computer, and then there's a pole, And then
this is a fool.
Nah, she's a killbot for sure though.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, she's gonna snap and destroy everybody.
Next.
Next up, R2-D2.
Sex.
Love? Sex. Really? Stop saying sex.
What is sex without love? What's love without sex?
I mean, love exists without.
They can have. You can have different. You can
and
separate.
Sex
that.
Exists without love. What the?
Does it?
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
What?
Sex exists because man love fum fum. So there's love in here.
Okay, okay.
Edit that out.
Yes, yes. No, no. You're right. You're actually right on that point. There is some form of love.
R2-D2 and C-3PO. I'm gonna lump them together in one discussion.
No, you're not.
Why?
No, you're not.
Okay, fine. R2-D2. Are you speaking?
You understand.
Okay. Nah, he's a love bot. He's like a teddy bear. Did you know they actually had people in the?
He's a
robot
jackass.
Suit?
Actually, he's an ass. R2-D2 is a horrible, horrible robot.
He is a bully to C-3PO. I'll give you that. But he's out to save the human race and all the other alien races.
I mean, kind of has to. Like, they just drag him along on that ship. You're like, yeah, you kind of have to do this. If someone asks, yo, R2-D2, what do you actually want? You honestly think he gives a damn?
I think C-3PO is kind of like Karen, where he's way smarter than anybody, and he gets so much from everybody. He's going to grab Princess Leia's blaster and shoot Han Solo in the face.
Well, no, because when he grabs the blaster, his hand can only move at like 90 degrees, so he can't really aim anywhere.
I mean, they don't really aim with blasters anyway, so he fits right in.
I already told you what happened with that.
Yeah, you did. It's canon.
It's canon.
I don't want to get into that, though. I have here just Real Steel. Not any particular robot, but just the robot from Real Steel.
No, because they can't give consent.
Ah, yes, they can't.
What you tell them.
Yeah. Well, there was like a moment in the movie where he's like looking.
Saw twinkling eyes.
Yeah, he's looking in the mirror and he's like, am I real?
Nah.
But they don't really do anything with it. So, I mean, it's kind of just, he's kind of Switzerland, is he? That's what we should do. Love Killer Switzerland. Because he doesn't really have an opinion of his own.
I don't know.
Wally.
Sex.
Definite love.
How can you hate Wally?
What about Eve?
Sex. She's sexy.
Eve likes the blast
stuff. Gorgeous.
She's kind of gone crazy, though.
She's gone crazy, but she isn't.
You need that in a post-apocalyptic world.
You can be gun crazy and not be a killer.
Yeah. All right, sticking with Wally, what about Otto? The sex? He wants all the humans to die. He doesn't want him to go back to Earth.
Except for me. It's over. He'd be fine.
Yeah, but with Otto, you can only have one type of sex, though.
Killbot.
Just take the head right down there.
It's definitely a killbot.
Wait,
definitely
I can say sex and you can refer to that?
I'm just saying, if I'm going down your train of thought.
No,
but we're not.
You are going
that
down that train of thought. I'm not going down at all.
No.
All
right,
don't go down.
Kyle's
actually on the ground, though.
Kyle, get up.
Continue.
You can't speak from there.
Was I speaking?
He has a point, but he had no one else who heard
Stop
that.
Stop being Molly-o. What the fuck?
Get up.
I'm here.
Kyle, get up.
I need to recline.
You want to switch mics?
I should agree with the reclining part.
You want to switch mics?
It's okay.
You want to take a break? We're going to take a break.
We can't take a break. No, we're rolling.
All right, we're rolling.
If we take a break, we're done.
Sit down. Going recently, Age of Ultron's Ultron. Is he a killbot?
Yeah, what?
Robot?
Yes.
What?
What's that question?
He's got some emotions, though.
Yeah.
So what?
He's pretty sweet.
So what?
He's a sweet guy.
He tried to kill his own kind.
He's just misguided.
Did he try to kill his own kind?
He tried to kill
he's
Vision.
Just
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
But Vision was trying to kill him, so it's self-defense, though.
Mm,
it's not Marco.
No, Vision was all like, yo, let's just talk and hug it out, bro.
Yeah.
Ultron
was like,
Nah,
you gotta go.
Yeah.
you're the new hotness and I'm the old and busted.
Exactly. He was trying to save them.
But I just mean like...
In his own way.
He was trying to save the human race.
I mean, yes. I fully subscribe to the thought that the biggest thing wrong with the human race is that the human race exists. I subscribe to that thought.
Yeah.
I think we should all go.
So you're a killbot then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Why not?
But Ultron, like, he has emotions with... He's kind of a player though. He has emotions with Scarlet Witch and then with Black Widow.
Not a player.
He's a player.
What?
It's like a fatherly role to Scarlet Witch, you sick, twisted person. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
I agree with that.
There was nothing suggestive about that relationship.
I agree with that. That word.
All right, fine. As a father, then. But, okay. like, when he sees Black Widow in the jail cell, he's even like he's emotional with her.
So. He's manipulative, which is a callback to Avengers 1 when Black Widow's manipulative with Loki.
Ah, yes. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But definitely a killer bot.
The tapes. Yes,
definitely a killer bot. What about, Sonny from iRobot? Lovebot or killbot?
You just misunderstood.
He's designed as a regular old robot. They don't really do anything.
Not really. And then he's in iRobot, they have the rules that...
Yeah, they got three rules. The three rules of robotics, which has been referenced in other...
The rules.
Yeah, he's a rule breaker.
He just misunderstood.
What are the rules?
Don't kill people. Protect people.
I don't know. Who cares?
Other ones.
Don't kill people, protect people, and...
follow rule one.
Recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Sharing is caring.
So Sonny, lovebot, killbot?
You say he's misunderstood.
He's misunderstood.
Yeah, he's a lovebot.
I think he's a lovebot. Yeah, everybody else, every other robot in that movie is a killbot though, but only
he's actually
only because the big main one is like killing.
And he was like that guy.
We've only been talking about like Western robots. Are we gonna say anything about?
We'll get there. I just want to get to Transformers for a bit. Anybody else see Chappie? Robots. Was anyone to see Chappie?
Yeah.
All right, Chappie. Who? I don't know, man. Because he kind of goes out in the streets and hurts a bunch of not innocent people, but. All right, fine. Leave Chappie out. Anybody seen RoboCop?
The old one. The old ones.
You seen the old ones? Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen them. Lovebot or Killbot?
What?
RoboCop is a Killbot?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, but doesn't he learn his humanity in the end?
No,
he doesn't.
The whole point of RoboCop, if I remember correctly, is that in order for me to be a better RoboCop, I need to forget all my humanity and just focus on the job at hand.
So he's a real Killbot then.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. So let's get into the main ones. Terminators. T-800?
Hmm?
T-800.
That's Arnold?
Yeah.
Kill?
I
don't want him.
Terminator 1 or 2? Because in 1, he's a killbot. Both. But in 2, is he...
I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah, but...
Liquid metal is my jam. Liquid metal is sex.
But... I'm not asking if you want to fuck Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's how I've been answering all these...
That's not what I'm asking you, though!
No, it's too late.
That's right. Kyle, you've seen Terminator?
It's a long time ago, and I was a child.
I think Arnold is both a lovebot and a killbot, depending on which movie you watch. Because in the first one, he definitely wants to kill John Connor. But in the second one, he's like, I have to protect this kid. So I think, depending on the film you watch. But T-1000, definite killbot, yes?
What?
Definite. Don't have sex with the T-1000.
It's liquid metal.
That's okay, so it's still metal.
Liquid.
And it's gonna get stuck on your junk. It's gonna turn.
Yeah. I was about to say, what's the next one?
Yeah. That's all the ones I have on my list. If you have any more you wanna bring out.
Metallic Friends from the East.
I guess Optimus Prime is an obvious love bot, Megatron is a kill bot. But yeah, if you wanna talk about some anime bots.
Can someone tell me the reason why there's Autobots and Decepticons?
Communism and capitalism.
Okay, well...
I might be right, actually. I don't know.
Might be right, but it... Just the fact... Okay, what happened was Cybertron was dying.
Yeah.
And Megatron had an idea of what to do with their last days.
Okay.
And it was more like, well, some of these people are going to have to die.
Yeah.
He was making some hard choices. Optimus Prime and the other Autobots were like, we don't need to do that. We can escape to the stars and we don't have to corrupt anybody and stuff. And he was like, you know, the Jesus role.
Okay.
But other than that, it's kind of like you need a good guy and a bad guy in your cartoon.
Yeah.
And so we'll give them just one. Bad guys are called this, good guys are called that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just make them fight.
All right. Let's talk about some anime. Some anime bots.
It's your moment to shine, Ian.
You're the expert.
You've been researching for this role all your life.
You're the expert.
Look at Ian's tabs.
What are the tabs?
All them Zoids.
Yeah.
Is it just Zoids? You can start with Zoids.
You can start with anything.
But Zoids aren't really robots.
What?
Because, like, you program them.
It's essentially like most Eastern robot stuff are essentially like they're used for military means. Right,
but remember that robots are the big words and stuff. Artificial program more big words.
Yeah, I'm using robots in a very loose way. Okay, so
you know what's not loose? T-1000. But continue.
Yeah, that's just tight.
guys, please edit this out.
Okay.
My friends are listening to this. I have a good... No, I don't.
Yeah, you were saying. Go on.
Yeah, okay. So I was saying the robots in, like, Eastern produced... Well, I should just say Japan.
Japanese. You're not going to talk about China, are you?
No.
If you got Indian robots, Japanese. I'm game.
So, yeah, you got Indian robots?
They're usually used for military means, and they're usually controlled by someone.
Right. Yeah, you were saying this. Like, the main difference between Western robots and Eastern is that Westerns kind of have a mind of their own, yeah. And they reflect human, like, humanity and stuff, yeah. And, like, the worst and best parts. Yeah. But in East, it's like, they're just... They're tools.
Yes, they're tools.
And people use them yeah.
to destroy.
Right.
And
yeah.
Something else that, like, I noticed that, like...
They're sexier.
Shut up. In the West, like, other than, I would say, like, no, yeah, like, in the West, you'd have, like, the robots on, like, one side.
Yeah.
Right? But, what? Like... So essentially, it'd be like Cubans and robots.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Robots. But in the East, you have humans on one side, robots and humans on the next side.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. So you're saying the robots just like a gun. So everyone
yeah.
has
that's
it.
Exactly what.
So
it
somebody,
is.
Yeah. So somebody's got bigger guns over there.
Exactly.
They got robots. We got. How do you?
What you're saying is
so
that.
So does every anime just like one episode, and they want the guys with the robots bring their robots and kill everybody else? Because if they can't fight the robots,
everyone has a gun.
No. Yeah,
so everyone has a gun.
I'm saying in the East, that it's more like
the gun versus the people.
So would you say that
in the West?
So
yeah.
Would you say that these robots are like people?
Yes.
Ian, huh? Would you say these robots are like Gundams?
You know that crossed my mind.
So yes, exactly. So they call the Gundams like mobile suits,
right?
Yeah.
So essentially, they're just like
as opposed to other suits that you can't move in. But continue.
I know it's weird. I think that was like a translation.
Problem. Yeah, probably.
But yeah, so they're mobile suits. So essentially, they're just like what I would say, like just armor that like any regular military man would have.
An extension of yourself and your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kind of like Iron Man, except way bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and cooler.
Yeah.
And is that
Eastern.
It? Is that
yeah.
what we got from the East?
Well, there's certain instances where they
actually Black Asian
do
correspondent,
have...
Ian. Black what? Asian Ian.
Okay,
Black
okay,
Asian
okay,
correspondent.
Okay, okay.
Blasian?
Blasian.
Our Blasian correspondent.
Blasian 420. My, I don't know. What I've observed about robots with this discussion is that sort of when it comes to humanity... We kind of learn the emotional, and then we learn the logical.
Right.
So we learn, like, to love our parents, then we learn arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
But robots, like, usually from an evil robot side, you start with the logical.
Right.
And that's how you say, oh, these emotions are a waste of time.
Right.
Then when you switch over to good from evil, you learn the emotion. So it's sort of the inverse.
Mm-hmm.
But the robots are on our side, the friendly robots. They start out learning kind of the same way as us.
Right.
So they don't usually start out that smart.
So yeah, like they're kind of like, right.
Your R2-D2 doesn't seem to be that smart. You see mm-hmm. CPO is kind of naive in certain aspects. So they start out with a firm grasp on the emotional,
mm-hmm.
and they learn sort of like us along the way. So the good robots are like, they travel the same path as us.
Right.
But
right, exactly. Cause
so the bad robots are like Vegeta. And then the good ones are like Goku.
Okay.
Because, you know, Goku grew up with humans,
yes.
and it was like good. And then Vegeta was
okay.
like, and it was like good after a while. And he got
when
a wife.
Discovered Bulma. Is that how it worked out?
Yeah.
But that, your analysis kind of works. If you look at Ultron, right? Ultron definitely wants to destroy everything because he thinks you can't have peace unless all humans are dead. He's kind of bringing the logic into
kinda
it.
True.
All right, go on. Keep going.
What am I going on with?
I don't know. You were going on, then Nick, Nick said something.
Did I?
No, I asked you if you were done, Black East Asian.
And you said there's a few instances of something. So
I was saying there's a few instances where the robots do have a mind of their own.
Yeah.
Or if they don't actually have a mind of their own, they like...
Have a mind of someone else's?
No.
Okay.
like, they influence the person controlling them.
Right.
Like,
Like drugs.
Yes. like
and,
drugs.
And which,
like if they pilot the...
It's all a metaphor.
What?
It's all a metaphor.
Probably.
I don't know.
But yeah, I can't remember which cases exactly, but I know there were.
If you talk, maybe someone else would, you know.
What?
He's saying that you just need to pass in the bat and he'll keep it going. Just lob the ball and go for the alley-oop.
No, you can go ahead
and just cross the ball and he head it in. Just go. Just do it. Just talk.
You're welcome.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's passing.
He's talking.
He said, okay. Yeah.
All right. So I remember there's like, I think it was the second generation of Zoids.
Uh-huh.
Where there's this one kid that was piloting like the most powerful.
You say second generation, do you mean like the Zoids had kids?
No, no, I'm talking about like
the next year for the next generation of viewers.
Lager Zero, right?
Yes, the one with Lager Zero.
Oh,
you know the yeah. The final battle that was going on with the dinosaur looking.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So they got some kid.
I never watched Zoids.
Oh,
You know what I'm talking about?
Zoids overall, because Zoids are wild, but what? You have to like. Zoids are wild things.
Like you have to tame one?
Yes, you have to.
Yeah.
What?
No, no, that was okay. There are different. There, you know, there's different generations of Zoids.
Yeah.
Right.
There's one generation where they're complete like robots that people made.
Yeah.
But there's also a case. I think this was the original Zoids
where they were wild.
Where there's a planet and Zoids were wild.
Yeah. So they're like it's like Transformers.
Robot sex was actually a thing.
How do you think they make more Autobots and Decepticons?
So I'm right.
No.
Yeah, so like, they're wild and you have to like tame one to pilot it. Wait, I think it was the first one because remember you had that blue LIGO. That was in the first one.
So
then you had an upgrade which was LIGO Zero.
So there's like some anime doctors sitting there like, let's build some robot animals. We know it'd be really cool if they're just like real animals. Just completely wild. We couldn't find them when we released
with
them.
With guns.
That'd be amazing.
Have you ever seen Big with Tom Hanks? Alright, well, it's just Tom Hanks, he makes a wish that he could be an adult, but he has the mind of his 13-year-old self, and he's sitting in this meeting where
when does Tom Hanks make this wish?
You know, Tom Hanks doesn't make it. The kid turns into Tom Hanks, and he's sitting in the board meeting, and he's like, and they're discussing a new line of toys for this company that he works at, and the guy's like, alright, well, we're going to take a building, and he's going to turn into a robot. And Tom Hanks, with his kid brain, is like, that sounds like the most boring shit in the world. Why not we make it like a cool bug alien thing that turns into some cybernetic soldier thing? But anyway, continue.
Huh?
You were saying?
Continue?
Yeah, good.
Okay, yeah, so Kyle was reminding me that the most popular Zoids that thing.
The most popular Zoids that I've never heard of, guess? Yes.
Yeah, so that was Zoids Generation Zero, where...
where it all began.
There were two special Zoids that actually did have a mind of their own, which is strange. There's no real reason why.
There was a Lager Zero, and then there was other one that the guy's son had, right?
And they were rivals, weren't they?
Oh, anime. Yeah, that was the final battle. that was the final battle. Yeah.
Oh, anime man.
So, that one.
When do the tentacles come in?
Okay, that's just too far.
There's no squid. Stop. There's actually no Squidward.
No.
Wow. That's all I know of anime. So
if I type in Zoid hentai, I will not find anything.
You'll find so many things.
No, that's how I've typed. Kyle, what? I haven't know about. I'm going to go home and type it just to check some. So
do the two Zoids with like sentience join together and liberate the other Zoid brethren from human control?
No, it was just those two one-on-one. One versus one. So, essentially,
it was like
villain,
Ratchet from Peter John?
Yes. So, I don't know who's the villain in that case, but, yeah, so...
It's Ratliff. It's always Ratliff.
So, the villain, essentially, like, took over the kid, piloting, but
what?
Essentially got into his brain. Because he was a nice kid. He was a good kid.
He was a good kid.
But the...
Got full straight A's in school.
I'm not sure if anyone could stay a good kid while piloting a robotic cat.
He went to hockey practice.
The cat was a good one.
What was the other one?
Dinosaur. He helped out.
The dinosaur was
a
bad one. The dinosaur was just ripping through everything.
Did the dinosaur die?
He asked his mom how her day was.
Yeah.
Why?
The cat bit the dinosaur in the neck.
What? This is what happens when you... When you discuss anime, right, and you stop listening for 5 seconds, and yo, the cat bit the dinosaur in the neck.
By the way, that spoilers for like Jurassic World 12.
Breaking news. Apparently Drake released a song dissing Meek Mill.
Really?
Yeah.
Just I'm actually genuinely interested in
just a while ago? Wait, what?
Yeah, I think so. Anyways, continue.
But don't stop listening to this to go listen to that. Don't do it.
I think Ian's out of stuff.
Yep.
Nice. You're out of stuff?
No, well, you can ask me whatever you want to ask me. But
who would win in a fight? Optimus Prime or a Gundam?
That's well, a depends Gundam on which Gundam. Person.
The Star Gundam.
I don't the,
Star.
Who's
what?
Who's
I'm looking that up right now.
Wasn't that the white one?
King Gundam.
What?
The white, King, white King and blue
Gundam.
One?
There's Stargazer Gundam.
Okay. No, actually,
which will definitely destroy Optimus.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Though.
Suppose I fuse my Optimus with Jetwing or whatever he fuses with in a Transformers 2.
I'm pretty sure they can do that too. Can write that into the story.
I think it's Jetstream. But like I really
old Yes, Jetstream. It was Jetstream.
Yeah.
I remember that. Then, I don't know, you're close fight.
Close Maybe. Fight? Maybe.
Pretty close.
What about that Gundam with angel wings? What was that about?
That was in the Gundam movie, the first Gundam movie.
Was that Gundam Wing?
That was Gundam Wing. Hey. that's the like iconic Gundam.
I thought iconic Gundam was a shining finger.
all the listeners are not gonna get this episode at all.
They're probably not going to reach the end of the episode.
Damn,
how long is it?
He's gonna edit.
I'm gonna edit. There's a lot of this that's gonna get edited out. It's gonna be like an hour. I've been talking for an hour and 48 minutes.
You can cut that out.
Bro. Yeah.
What?
I survived on bread. A slice of yam.
Can you shut up? You chose to do this to
and
yourself.
I am proud.
So stop gloating. We don't care.
I'm like.
If this is how people should
live. I have evolved.
If this is how people should live, you shouldn't be showing off.
Guys.
No.
You should know that you shouldn't chase pleasure. Because...
In
the
I
end,
can't wait for you when to
you'll be in square one.
No, people should do what they want. What are you talking about?
People shouldn't chase pleasure because it's fleeting and it's irrelevant. It's what? Shut up, Cal. Why don't you just kill yourself then?
Because I wouldn't get that good.
Fuck off.
Ian, just give me like a brief synopsis of Gundam and try not to sound ridiculous.
Which Gundam?
Okay.
Yeah, there's these Japanese shows that.
Yeah, it does.
There's a shitload of them.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Give us the serious take on your favorite Gundam series. Go.
Favorite.
Yeah, let's all just pick a robotic thing that we love and just tell people about it and why it's awesome. Go.
Ah, yeah, let's do that.
So pick your favorite robot anime thing because you don't watch Western movies.
I'm going to pick
I do,
two.
What?
No, you don't.
Right, well, if you don't want to pick one in from the East, you can pick one from the West.
Oh, no, I'm picking
one. No, you're definitely
so picking from the East. I'll just protest too much.
I'll start.
Yeah, right, yeah, you can start.
Okay, yeah, you can start.
And I have
whoa, stop. Is this from like Twilight 5 where Edward Cullen becomes a robot?
No, I would watch that. I would watch that.
So, Zoids and Code Geass.
You can't pick two? What are you doing?
I just said I'm picking two.
Actually... I actually wanted to speak about Code Geass.
Okay. Well, then pick Zoids, and you can do Code Geass. Nick, you have one?
So in Zoids.
Do you have one?
I'll find one.
Okay.
Maybe. I do.
There's a Zoid.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pilot.
Hot
and they get
robot
together.
And human sex.
And then they form this bond.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. If that's happening anywhere, it's going to happen in the West, okay?
What?
I don't see. No, wait. No, let me explain. Because the robots in the East don't have a mind of their own.
Okay.
So if it's going to happen anywhere, it's going to happen in the West.
I got you.
Because in the West, you have to wine and dine them. In the East, you're like, yo, press the
in the
button.
East.
No!
There's a button. Well,
what? That a twerking bottom thing.
Well, no, because it's like... No, Ian's right. Because it's like you tell your wife to put on the robot suit tonight. That's what it's... You said, it's like...
Yo, where are you going with this?
I'm saying, you said in the East, it's people in robot suits.
Confirm so, Damon has a robot fetish. But
I mean, I didn't want to put that out there. It's really hard to find.
In this world, this gets any girl. And they form a bond. And every day they go out and they fight other Zoids for money.
For money?
Yeah.
Why do you love it so much?
I was
you need
a kid.
Money to have a Zoid?
Huh? Because Zoids need fuel. And bullets.
People need food. So it makes sense, in a way.
The gas economy still exists.
I mean, I remember, I think the one Cal is talking about, essentially Zoid fighting was kind of like a sport.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it's like real steel.
Huh?
It's like real
steel.
Yeah. No, it's like dog fights. That's exactly what it is.
No, but we aren't inside the dogs, what?
Yes, but
No, you can't. No, Damien, you can't. Damien, you can't.
You kind of went there.
No,
though.
You can't. Damien.
You said inside the dogs.
Ian, leave the dog alone.
It's animal violence.
Leave the dog. Why can't are consent.
We? That's for our entertainment.
Okay, yes,
that
you're
we
right.
Put money on.
It's kind of like monster truck driving.
In the dog.
So code yes.
Okay.
So
code yes. So code yes is a show that's essentially, it's not all about the mechs.
Right.
Mechs is essentially fluff, in a way.
Alright.
It's more all political kind of show.
Political depressing drama with robots.
Huh?
It's really depressing. Yeah,
it's a political show. Drama with robots.
It's not a. I wouldn't.
It is a political.
Yes.
It's about monarchy.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically.
And
the robots are just there.
The robots are really just fluff. As in, so essentially, there'd be, like, if it was a show in the West.
It'd just be a gun.
It would just be like armies fighting each other.
But
because it's in the East. you just
Right, got you.
Giant robots. So, like, it does the whole political drama really well.
Right.
Like, Cal says it's depressing, and I say, I agree with him.
Yeah.
It's depressing, but it's depressing in the same way.
Game of Thrones is depressing.
Is it just Game of Thrones and robots? Like, do I take all the dragons and put in robots?
Hang on. Are you telling me there's a show that exists which is Game of Thrones and robots? Because I'm stopping recording right now.
I'm hearing political drama. I'm hearing robots.
I'm hearing a monarchy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The one thing that really sets it apart.
It is Game of Thrones with robots.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, because of euphemia.
Okay, yes.
You said leukemia?
No.
I think that's a character name.
Leukemia?
No.
Just don't worry about it. It's
I have to worry about it.
Leukemia shit.
That show is so freaking depressing.
Hold on. So, I would say the one thing that really sets it apart is the protagonist power.
Being named after disease.
The protagonist power.
Yes, the power he has.
Okay.
Bone cancer.
Essentially.
What power is that?
Yes.
Bone cancer. What?
Yes.
You would say that's lower?
Reggae boys. Reggae boys.
Okay.
You can get through it. It's cool.
Leukemia,
yeah,
continue.
So the thing that I was saying.
What he can do.
It apart from Game of Thrones.
Yes, apart from
his
Game
power,
of Thrones,
his ability
is the protagonist's power.
Which is what? What's his power?
Which is the Gias.
What's the Gias?
It's a code.
It essentially gives him the power to, like, once he has to make eye contact, right?
Right.
Yeah. So he has to make
That's
eye contact.
It's just good
with someone,
socialization,
and he can make them do whatever he wants.
With who? With robots?
Yeah, but Game of Thrones has got magic and stuff too.
So if I'm in a robot, he can't do it to me.
No, actually, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's not centered around that part.
Right, but the magic isn't that central part of Game of Thrones either.
So
it's like Melisandre's got it, but it's like a part of the
universe. I'm saying in code Gias, the Gias is the central point.
Okay.
But
right.
The magic isn't a central point
in Game of Thrones.
That's the only thing I would really separate.
But other than that, Game of Thrones had robots.
Yes.
Is there a Joffrey type character in code Gias where you hate him so much you want him to die?
Yes.
Suzaku?
No.
I really hate
Suzaku.
Shut up.
No.
It would be, what's his face?
It would be the blonde king that,
yeah.
That guy.
There's a blonde
short,
king.
Short,
it's Game of Thrones and robots. All right.
I'm talking about the big one, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Essentially, you wouldn't like him. People didn't like him. And he eventually.
All right. So that was Zoids. That was code Gias. Nick, what's your choice, man?
Mine's the last Naruto episode with the Naruto robot.
I thought we're moving away from the East.
There's a Naruto robot in one of those Naruto.
Oh, you mean Naruto versus Mecha Naruto?
Yeah.
wait. What?
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
Wow.
That's really not mine.
Okay. What is it?
Mine
is
Wally.
Yeah.
Wally.
Okay.
Because
I would have thought you'd have said Iron Giant, to be honest.
Oh, God.
It's tough, isn't it?
Maybe you want to come back to me then?
I mean, alright. You can talk about just both of them in the guise of animated robots.
I mean. Wally taught me how to love. Taught me how to love another someone who wasn't like me.
Yeah.
But kind of was.
Wally is the film of getting out of the friend zone.
Yeah.
Because Eve sticks him there pretty fast. He's
taught
trying to hold her hands
someone
and
can
stuff.
Just come in your life and just change it.
Mm-hmm.
taught me how to love the earth.
Yeah, it was very heavy with their environmentalist message.
Made me cry.
Yeah, made me cry
every single time I watch it.
Yeah, it's like one of their most create Pixar's one of the most creative films, just because in the first 10 minutes there's little to no dialogue.
Oh yeah, he goes all weird. Wally is Will Smith in I Am Legend.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
A little robot that doesn't speak.
All right,
damn it, Ian.
Sorry, we had a little bit of a technological mishap there.
If no, you wait, Ian mishap.
Can't you edit that out? What?
No, I'm leaving it in so people know that you screwed up.
Why?
You had one chance, Ian, and you blew it! Huh? You actually blew it out. Yeah, you were talking about Wally. You were talking about how creative it is. And, you know.
Sure, you had a one robot that carried the movie for like a whole 10-15 minutes. And that's kind of crazy.
Him and his cockroach sidekick. And they're watching old musicals.
Yeah, and garbage cubes. And
yeah.
We had a slice of life movie for the beginning of that, of a robot at the end of the world.
Right,
with no
exactly.
People.
And you just see, and it's very slapstick and cheerful at first.
Yeah.
Then it just sets in, he's alone on a garbage planet.
Yeah. And if you've ever dealt with
his best friend is a cockroach,
then you understand how you make friends with everything. So
right.
Like, I'm in this room for too long and none of you are in there. I would pick up this cup, I would give this cup a name, and I would cherish that cup.
Not
and
right.
That cup would be my best friend.
It's like in Last Man on Earth with Will Forte. I don't know if you've seen it, but he finds every ball he finds, he draws a face on it, like in Castaway.
Yeah.
And he just makes friends with them.
Yeah, Castaway has that bloody face on the volleyball. And it's,
yeah,
it's
Wilson. Yeah.
So. Yeah, Wally.
But Wally, yeah.
You just want to hug him.
He's a lovable little robot.
Lovable
but
little robot.
Iron Jan, is he more lovable than Wally?
Yes.
No.
About the same level, I guess, except that Iron Jan has guns, so that's kind of...
That's kind of cool, though.
It kind of shaves off the
lobby.
I think
it's kind of cool, though.
Nah.
Nah. Some kid down the street's bullying you, you're like, yo, I'm going to call the Iron Jan.
Someone knows you and they have guns. That's really good.
Okay.
Is that how you rationalize your dad?
Yeah, wow.
So you like Iron Giant less than Wally?
I didn't cry in Iron Giant.
I cried in Iron Giant. What
I
are you talking about?
Once,
Superman going up to the rocket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The water came.
And he's got the little kid Hogarth in the car, and he's spinning around.
I'm just surprised at how well that movie still holds up.
It does, doesn't it?
Really
even
good.
The animation.
Yeah, that's the part.
It's
I'm
simplistic,
surprised.
And it still holds up.
It's gorgeous.
All right.
But yeah, I like Iron Giant a lot. I like Wally more.
Yeah.
But Iron Giant's...
I think I've seen Iron Giant more.
I see it every year, so I have to see it more.
Why do you see it every year?
Yeah.
Why do you see it every year?
I don't know. There's certain things I do every year. I see Iron Giant every year. I watch The Miz Arrive every year. I play Uncharted 2 every year.
Yeah.
Every year?
Every
Uncharted
year.
2?
Yeah. Uncharted 2 is kind of long, though. You keep saying how you've played
year?
It 30-something times.
I played it 13 times.
Oh,
so it's
that's
not
ridiculous.
All right. Well, I'll just say mine, and then we'll just wrap up. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about Terminator. Or Terminator 2 is my pick.
Because the liquid steel.
It's not the liquid steel. Just because you take the character from the first Terminator. This Terminator 1 is a slasher film. Essentially,
yeah.
With a robot being the seminal villain.
What is your grandma watching?
I don't know. She's getting ready to go out, man. She's getting pumped up. Yeah, and he's the murderer. He's the one who's chasing you down the hallway. And then in Terminator 2, the new Terminator he's even worse. He's more skilled. He's got
liquid metal,
better resources. He's terrifying. And then
he can run. Yeah.
Right. And then Arnold comes in halfway, a third way through the movie, and you're thinking, two Terminators, you're really f***ed. And then what does Arnold say? He says, get down, blast the other Terminator in the face. Just that moment alone, that twist, was, I think, really powerful cinematic-wise.
But did it make you feel anything? Because Kyle spoke about the bond between a man and his robot cat.
But when I can talk about that too, because... As you watch the movie, John Connor and the old Terminator, they kind of bond. And there's that point at the end where Terminator says, I know now why you cry, but it is something I can never do. And then he sacrifices himself for the whole human race, lowers down into the vat of molten metal, gives John the thumbs up, and then he just dies. That made me cry.
Okay.
I started bawling. I love Terminator 2. Yeah. I think that makes it just about it for this week. I think we've talked extensively about robots in all manner of fiction, east, west. Stop talking to R2-D2. He's not answering your phone calls. All right? Just leave him alone. So, yeah. So how about we just sign off? Thank you for listening, if you are listening.
If you're still listening.
If you're still listening. I'd like to be able to interact with people a bit more. So if you want to...
Give me your name, send me fan mail.
No.
And your soul.
If next episode, I think we're going to do Trilogies?
What?
Are we going to do Trilogies next week?
I don't know, whatever you want.
I can't be part of that. I haven't watched enough movies.
Yeah. This is how it works. Everyone who doesn't know, Damien tells us what top we're doing, which is basically just homework. And we just research and come today.
Or you just don't research at all.
Yeah.
So I say, guys, can I cheat off you?
I don't know. Possibly Trilogies next week. And we'll be talking about the best and worst ones. What makes a trilogy work.
What's that a trilogy, though?
Yeah, can we talk about Trilogies what? Plus one?
Yeah, no. Of course, yeah, like, yeah. The part one, part two, crap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think we'll be doing that. So if you want to send in questions about that, you can send them to take4pod@gmail.com. Do we want to put out their Twitter stuff?
Put it.
No, as in you can put out where can they follow you if you want to
tweet me.
Yeah, don't follow me.
Don't follow Kyle. Don't do that. I regret it. I just can't unfollow him because he's my friend.
True.
Follow Ian. No, don't follow Ian.
I don't use Twitter. I don't believe in Twitter.
It's against his religion.
He doesn't trust machines is his problem.
Yeah, I wouldn't after this, except for Wally.
Follow Twitter times.
I don't know, just put it in the notes.
Alright, but do you not know your handle?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Say what? Nick?
NYK Gordon.
At NYK Gordon.
At twitter.com. Wait, is that at
twitter.com?
It's the at. What's the at sign called?
At.
No, it's not called at.
Yes, it is.
It's an at symbol. Wait, what?
What's the name of it?
At. Follow him at nickgordon.com, NYKGORDON. You can follow me at levy_Damien. You can follow my blog at dmlevy.blogspot.com. Cal, should they follow you?
Don't follow me.
Okay.
You can find my mixtape on my site.
Oh, yeah. Look out for Sinister's mixtape coming out this fall.
Check out his SoundCloud.
Any fall.
Shout out to Zael the Whale, who couldn't be here because he wouldn't answer his fucking phone.
For the winter.
And shout out to Meek Mill.
No.
And I think that about makes it up. So thanks for listening, and alright, we're out.